Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, finishing up the beautiful Siman Tuf Kuf Dalet. We left off on the second line with the Ramah. Yesterday we had learned that one isn't allowed to go and chop up certain types of grits or grains with a large chopper, but under certain situations you can use a small chopper, and we had a whole discussion about that. Today we pick up with the Ramah, who tells us, Hagah Umutter Ligror Gvina. One is permitted to go and grate cheese on yontif b'yontif, ala kli shu morag horitz, with a certain type of a kli. Not exactly sure what this is. It's some sort of a grater that has grooves in it that one grates cheese with. That is permitted. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sivkot yudches v'lo domi lepilpel in the chardel berichai, and this is different than the peppers and the mustard that we said you aren't allowed to go and grate them, to chop them up in their special chopping large utensil. Why? The berechayim, in this grinding stone, this millstone for the peppers and the mustard, have a uvdu d'chol tray. That's too much like a regular weekday activity. They're doing a lot at one time, and therefore that's not allowed. This din is brought down by the Shaar Tzion in the name of the Eli Rabba and the Chayodim in Os Lamed. Now, the issue for number 9 brings down an interesting contradiction between Hilchos Yontif and Hilchos Shabbos that is a difficult one to reconcile. He says in the issue footnote number 9, in regards to grating cheese on Shabbos. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos taught us also Lasos Kein, not allowed to grate cheese on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explained over there, because Tchina Bekli HaMiyuchad L'Kachu Uvdu L'Chol, because grating cheese is considered a weekday activity. But here, in Hilchos Yontif, he says it's not. So the Tosefet Shabbos says, Madu Hiskim HaRamah Shom L'Datsa Shulchan Aruch. Why does the Ramah not argue with the Shulchan Aruch in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, as opposed to over here? He says it's mutter to grate with a grater the cheese on Yontif. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? In regards to the din of Uvdin D'chol, that it's a weekday activity, there is no distinction. Of course, there's a distinction of Ochel Nefesh, but in regards to Uvdin D'chol, that it looks like a weekday activity, we don't find such a distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. So it's a very strong question. Why does the Ramah agree with the Shulchan Aruch in regards to Hilchos Shabbos that you can't grate cheese, but in regards to Hilchos Yontif, he says you can grate cheese? So he's miyashiv this with a little bit of a dochak teretz, and he says, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah were machmir, mipnei shemuvach yesh b'zeh mishum uvda d'chol, because in addition to the problem of uvda d'chol, he says, yesh shitos sheyesh iser tchino bedover she'eno giduli karka. There is a separate iser that you're not allowed to go and grind things that aren't kidule karka. There's a sheet that says if it's not kidule karka, you can grind it, but there's a sheet that says that you're not allowed to go grind things even if they're not kidule karka, and therefore that's the suggestion. This is by Hilchos Shabbos, who was machmer for this as well. Okay, the kasha is sometimes better than the teretz. Then the Ramah says, Mihu tzorich shinui ma'at kimo dichas melech. He brings down from the Rivash that even though you're allowed to grate the cheese, he brings down, just like in regards to the pounding of the salt, the crushing and grinding of the salt, we said that you should do it with a shinui, even though you technically don't have to. So too over here, technically you could be able to grind the cheese without a shinui. He suggests from the Rivash that you should make it with a shinui here as well. Mishnah Berurah explains this of cotton yotes, da pirov, ein mefik tam, because really, cheese doesn't get any different if you eat one day grated cheese versus the same day grated cheese. So there's no reason why you shouldn't do it on Erev Yontif rather than on Yontif. And therefore, he says, do it a little bit with a shinui. Umiyu. However, in Mefik Tam, if it does change the taste, then Mutrafil Belis Shinui Minaden. Then technically, even without a shinui, you'd be allowed to do it because its taste is not as good if you do it the day before. However, even according to this idea that it's going to be Mefik Tam, like we had previously, like we learned previously, b'chol gavni mishani. This is the opinion of Vilna Gaon and others that said that even though it's clear that you're allowed to do this on Yontif, you should still make some sort of a shinui as, so to say, a reminder. The issue foot number 10 says, v'limoch mayachol mevusha. What happens if something's already been cooked? Can you go grind it up, pound it up? For example, a potato could go on tapuach adama. You have a baked potato, or beitzah, or an egg. It's a hard-boiled egg. Are you allowed to mash these things up? So you're allowed to mash them, certainly everybody agrees, with a kli that's not designated for that. But what about with a kli shemiyuad lemichas tapuach adama, with a special type of pounding or grinding type of an implement that's used for potatoes. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that even that is permissible. The aim is emishum iser tochen. He doesn't think that that's a problem at all. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down ein lohokel el imkein hamaychol rach. You're only allowed to be makel if it's very soft umispori bekalis, and it really will break up very, very easily. Or alternatively, shiyifok tamo imyunach also mibojom. It won't taste as good if you did it the day before. Then you're allowed to use the kli to go and pound up the egg or the potato. Mishabur continues. He says v'tamcha. Tamcha is horseradish. Shikorin chrein, which we call chrein. Right. This is the chazeres that people use on Pesach night at the Seder. So he says afal gav shekamo pa'omim tochenin hatamcha b'shir meruba l'shnayim o shlosh yomim. Even though sometimes people grate the chrein and they use it for more than one day, they don't do it just for that meal, just for that day. They'll do it for a couple of days. Nevertheless, afal pikein, even so, yesh letzadeid, one can rule v'lomar delo gozru chachomim b'zeh lesor afilu b'tochen liyomo. Nevertheless, the rabbi said that this isn't a problem. The rabbis were not gozru over here to allow you to do it that day. They only didn't let you do this on a larger millstone or grinding stone. That is the normal way that you do it on a weekday, and it looks too much like Udda the Chol, like a regular grinding. Kiderach Kol Techina. However, he brings down Al Koponim Yesh Lishanos Kitzas. He brings down that nevertheless one should go and still make a shinui in this situation as well. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Sharet Zion Oslam at Gimel, why? There is an opinion that says the Osir, the one is not allowed to do this Afilu B'Shinui. Why? Because this is like Kepil B'Lim Rechaim. This is like the very specialized millstone that we said you can't use for peppers or for the mustard. And he says, Ode, the Harbi Pamim Eimefik Tam Kishim Echasin Heitev. He says also there's a way to prevent it from losing its sharpness over here by covering it up real well. And he says, Uraya, bring a proof. He says, sometimes people do chop the chrein for 2 or 3 days. So what do they do there? So obviously they cover it up. And Cain, and therefore you should do it on Erev Yontif. And therefore, if you're doing it on Yontif, you should do it with the Shinoi. The issue footnote number 11 brings down, Omnom, however, but to chop up the chrein on the night of the Pesach, on the Seder, because you're doing it for the mitzvah of Maror, then tochen and also biyom tov. Then you're allowed to do it at the night of the Seder. And nobody says there that you have to do it with the shinoi. And this was the opinion of the Chazon Ish, that you don't have to do it with the shinoi. He would go and chop up the chrein in the regular way at the night of the Seder. And his brother-in-law, the stipler Gon, said, she'ein tzarech shinoi. Even she'ef shol litchon oso b'vodyon. Because he says, you can't go and do this here during the afternoon of Erev Pesach, because it's going to take away the charifus, the sharpness of it, and even though shelo yifok ikor taima, even though you still would know that it's chrein, but he says lo yuchlu l'kayim b'mitzvah sechilas mora. That's not just mora that it should taste like chrein; it has to be sharp, and therefore you can grate it at the night of the seder in the normal way. Mishmur continues and says ukishetochenan tamcha shelo agabi kaira. If you want to do a shinoi, go and grate the chrein. Not on the plate. El al mapo, do it on a tablecloth of some sort. Oh, al shulchan, on the table itself. Mikre shinoi. That's enough of a shinoi if you do want to make a shinoi. Then he adds, motulach toch biyontof yirokos dak dak beli shinoi. You're allowed to go chop up vegetables, very small, very fine, without making any shinoi yon yontiv. And in Oslam Edvav, in the Sharet Zion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the mefigin tam harbe ukishum v'shachlayim domi the kuliyam modubah. Because if you were to chop this up on erev yontiv, it would definitely not taste as good. And this is like the garlic that we said previously, or the cress, or the onions. I don't know why it doesn't bring down the butzel over here. The shachlaim is not the only thing, but in any event, the shum, the shachlaim, and the butzel, so you'll have to do those without a shinoi, because they would definitely be ruined if you, it wouldn't taste as good if you did an erev yontif. However, he does bring down, ochein, kol eila, for all of these things, eino mutter rak b'chadei shir shetzorach liyosu yontif. But certainly you're only allowed to do it for that amount that you need on yontif itself. You can't do it for beyond yontif. The issue foot number 12 brings down, what about going and chopping up fruits and vegetables in some sort of a specialized chopper for them? So Rav Yashiv brings down, mutter b'li shinoi. Even there, you can do it without a shinoi, because you're making the applesauce, let's say. So you only make for that day. They didn't make it for many days. However,
Rav Nissen Carlos Zassal disagrees and says you should make a shinoi. You shouldn't do it in the regular way. He says, what's an example of a shinoi? So do it backwards, turn the grater upside down, or go and do it from bottom to the top instead of top to the bottom. Make some sort of a shinoi even in this situation as well. The Ramah continues and he says, v'adin matzos below shinoi. If you want to go and make matzah meal, so you have to grind up the matzos, you're allowed to go and do that also without making any shinoi. You can grind that in the normal way. Why? Mishum de'ein t'chila ba'ochlin shiyu t'chulim b'tchila. Because there's no concept of t'china achat t'china. The matzah meal is made from matzah, and the matzah was made from the flour, and therefore it's already been ground, so ein t'china ba'ochlin, by food, there is no concept of doing a t'china after something was already ground. And he brings us down the name of the Ma'aril. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof brings down, wrote Saloma, what the Ramah is telling us here is, du adin matzos. The same halacha applies in regards to matzos. The mutu lichtosh b'chli hamiyuchad kimo shenagu v'litchon osom almorak. He says, you'd be allowed to go and chop up the matzah over here, make it into matzah meal in the normal utensil, just like with the cheese, you can use the normal grater, so too you can use for the matzah the normal agent that you'd grind it up with. However, Ochem is Ekil Yosef. He says, by the matzah, you can even be more makel. Why? The mutter, afilu below shinoi klal. By the matzah, you don't have to make any shinoi. We brought down that some make a shinoi with the grater, but not with the matzah. Why? Mishum dein t'china achat t'china. Because of this concept that there is no t'china after t'china. Uli achara t'china, after you did the grinding of the matzah into the matzah meal, nochon izor shlo yivro peru matzos. You should be careful, once it's ground up, that you shouldn't take out the large crumbs of matzah, shlo nichtashu adayin heitev, that weren't chopped up well yet and made into matzah meal. Mitocha kemach apiat, from the matzah meal, with your fingers. You shouldn't even take them out with your fingers, certainly not with any sort of specialized kli, because this would be borer. The havi kamo psolus mitochocha. This would be like taking the not good stuff from the good stuff. They also gan be yontif, that borer is also, even on yontif, l'chad man diyomer, according to one opinion. And we'll learn this more. Kamoshi is more lekamen and sim tof kuvav and sif beis and the Ramah over there, and the Mogid of Rabban brings down the name of the Ma'aril, and Dirshu foot number 15 has a further discussion about this, as does the Bir Halacha and Ayin Sham. And the Bir Halacha mishum dein tchino ba'ochlin, you can see it over there. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, if you are going to pick out those larger pieces of the matzah, so then you should pick them out with a little bit of the flour. And then, when you take out a little bit of the good with the bad, so then there's no chashash of boreh, and this was already learned, and as I said, I in the Bir Halacha for a much more detailed discussion of this.
Dear Shi, footnote number 12, we started, but the last paragraph I didn't get a chance to say, and he tells us that to chop up vegetables very, very finely with a special chopper, however, that is like a knife, the kavua bidaf eitz, that's attached to some sort of a wooden utensil, so there the Bir Halacha in Simen Tof Kufyud brings down that that's not allowed, because haderechu lachtoch bo avur yomim rabim, because you don't normally use that to chop for multiple days. The issue foot number 13 brings down, af shelechori yesh lahokel gam legabi tchinas gevina, that technically you should be able to go and grind up cheese, mishum she'ein tchino bedover she'ein gidule karka, because this isn't something that's gidule karka, and we paskin that you're allowed to do tchino on something that's not gidule karka. Nevertheless, in Shulchan Aruch, we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, that the Prima Gadim brought down Sheikh Miruba, they nevertheless were Machmir, Mishum Shetchinoso Bimagredes, he Uvdin the Chol. As we pointed out, this is Uvdin the Chol. However, he adds, Shalachora Gam Tchinas Matzah Bimagredes, Nechshev is Uvdin the Chol. So why isn't the making the matzah meal also considered over here Uvdin the Chol? And he brings down from the Bir Halacha over there, Shehain Tchinas Givina Bimagredes, Vehain Ketishas Matzah Bimachteshes, are both considered Uvdin the Chol. And therefore, they're also to do this on Shabbos. And the Tila David asks the same question. And Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal answers that by cheese, hichmiru yoser on Shabbos, mipnei shelagabe techina bedvarim she'enam gidulei karka, there are deyos in komokom yeshu zemishum isu techina. There is an isu techina involved. The Igle Tal brings down shegeriras gevina b'margredes, by grating the cheese in its formal grater, yesh isu tchino afo pishin gidulei karka, even though it's not from the ground. Why? Because it's totally changing it from its normal appearance. And finally, he concludes that in regards to salt, yesh machmirim
Afshu tochin achar tochin, even though the salt was already ground up, he says, here there is a chumra as well because of marisayin. It looks too much like you're grinding. The issue footnote number 14 brings down, why do we consider the big pieces of matzah inside the matzah meal that didn't get ground up, the matzah that didn't get ground up? Why is that called psoles? They're edible. So he brings down for the Prima Godim, these pieces are missing in the sense, you can't make from them into the kneidlach. You can't make the things that you want from them, so therefore they're considered psoles, even though they're edible. Furthermore, the Taz brings down, he wants to bring down from this that in general, you can't separate out large pieces from small pieces of the same species, not like the Ramah who was makel on this and said you could. However, the Morgan of Ram says, ain raya, you can't bring a raya from the Taz, as the Taz did, you can't bring a raya against the Ramah based upon this. And he says, because he says here, one can make the argument that the matzah meal is a different entity than the pieces of matzah. And maybe that's why they're considered the same. But in general, if it's something is really the same, to say that the large pieces to pick out from the small pieces is a problem, he says that's not true. Now we go to Sif Dalet. Mutter Odom Limdo Tablin Litein Baktera. A person is allowed to measure out the amount of spices. That's what you have to put a tablespoon of this spice. You have to put in, you know, an ounce of that spice. When you're making a dish, you're allowed to measure them out on Yontif. Why? Because if you put in too much, it's going to be too salty. It's not going to be salty enough. So you're allowed to measure out the amount that you put in. And the Ramah adds, Pirush, shelo yisrefenu. You shouldn't get it, quote, burnt, which means ruined. V'kalkalenu, machas birutavlim. And it will be not edible. It will be not tasty because you put in too much spices. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof Aleph, says this is true. Apogav de kemach also limdo. Even though the flour we learned previously, the common in Reish Simon Tof Kuf Vav, that you're not allowed to go do that for flour, you can't measure out how much flour. Hocha, here it's different. Shiachdiach tavshilo hitiru. Because here you'd ruin it. By the flour, you just won't make enough. You'll make too much. Says that's different. Here you're going to ruin it. If you put in too much salt, you put in too much pepper, it's going to get ruined, and therefore, as the Ramah explains, as the Mechaber explained, you're allowed to do this. Sivkot and Chodbeis, Bishul Shalo Yachdiach. Mishbur says, the Yafsid, you're going to ruin it, Kishiyit in Tablin Yosmida. If you put in too much spice, it's going to ruin it. However, he says, Vimdarko Gam Bechol Likach Blimidida. If on a weekday you don't measure it out, right? Good cooks, they just know how much to put in. They take a handful and they know to put in. They don't measure it out. So if on a weekday you don't measure it out, Ela Ba'omer Adas, you use your best guesstimation, you use your knowledge, your feel, so then also lo lindo b'yantav. You can't be more makel on yantav than you would be on a weekday. If on a weekday you don't measure it out, then you certainly can't go and measure it out on yantav. This concludes Simon Tov Kuf Dalet and today's shir.